Pokédex number 5, Charmeleon. Storm, by Hazel Gatoya. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Summary. Charlie, his friends, and their trainer take shelter in a cave during a storm. Thunder roared as lightning split the sky, illuminating the entrance of a cave where a Charmeleon and his trainer kept watch. The storm continued to rage, and Charlie's trainer continued to stare out at the torrential rain. Her blonde ponytail looked white in the flash of lightning. The light was there and gone in an instant, and then it was only Charlie's tail that provided light once again. Abigail smiled down at him, the firelight dancing in her brown eyes, and Charlie grinned back up at her. He could see the mischief sparkling among the flames. There was something exhilarating about being so close to something undefeatable. A large part of Charlie wanted to rush out into the storm and blast his way through the rain. He knew his fire could evaporate the rain, but it was only for a short time, and the steam that blasted back was too hot for anyone that wasn't a Charmeleon. He would ultimately lose the fight against the storm, and he wasn't the only one at risk from the rain. He and Abigail had Iggy and Neera to worry about. Taking a step back and finding shelter had been an unfortunate but correct decision. Abigail's decisions were usually correct. She had been the bold one between the two of them back when he had been a Charmander. She had been the one to propel them forward. Now he had grown and everything was a fight. Everything could be conquered. The storm was undefeatable. He knew this. But that didn't stop him from wanting to try to beat it back. Abigail chuckled when he crept out towards the rain. "What are you going to do this time?" she asked. Charlie swung his tail back and forth in response. The air immediately began to warm up from the movement. "Kay, don't get too carried away, though." Charlie leaped forward and swung his tail out in a wide arc. Heat blasted from it. Orange and blue sparks collided with water droplets and exploded into steam, which obscured the view of the storm. Obscuring the view was enough to settle the urge to hit the storm. Charlie moved back to where Abigail was seated, settling down with his head on her thigh. There was shuffling behind them, and Iggy and Neera came into view. The Jigglypuff was balancing the Dratini on top of her head, and her eyes were narrowed at Charlie. "Nothing's going to be out in a storm like this one, Iggy," Abigail told her. "I would have told Charlie not to blast the storm if I was really worried about attracting attention." "Puff," the Jigglypuff grumbled, but retreated back towards the wall. Charlie looked up at Abigail sheepishly. "You've got to blast things sometimes. It's fine," Abigail told him. She tapped his snout and grinned when he narrowed his eyes at her. "You're protecting us. Being our light other than the lightning until the clouds part. We'll figure out how to best survive the storm together, and that will be our victory." Charlie chirruped his agreement, and they turned back toward the slowly fading cloud of steam. The rain was blocking their path, but Abigail was right. It couldn't last forever. Once the sun came out again, the storm would be defeated. Waiting something out was a weird way to win, but it was a way that Charlie was learning to understand. The end.